Drake's Bay is about a 15-minute scenic drive from the Point Reyes National Seashore Visitor Center. Park spokesman John DeLasso has made this drive often.
What we're doing is we're kind of going over a ridge of Douglas fir and Bishop pine trees from the Bear Valley side of the seashore to the Limantour Beach side.
That's where a new plaque recognizing the landing of Sir Francis Drake's ship, the Golden Hind, was recently dedicated. At a stop along the way to the beach is a wide view of almost the entire area of Drake's Bay. Here's DeLasso.
All right, here we go. This is just one overlook off of Limantour Road. In the far distance, you see the cliffs of Drake's Bay. Below us on the left is an area known as Estero de Limantour, which also flows into what's called Drake's Estero. They're all connected. And this is the general area of this archaeological site.
Historians say this area is significant because it marks the first landing of the English in North America. But Parks DeLasso says this bay has not always been seen that way.
There are people who are suggesting anywhere from British Columbia to San Diego and on many points in between. But nobody had the archaeological evidence that was found here by the Guild and other archaeologists that showed that Drake really had to have been here.
The group DeLasso referred to is the Drake Navigators Guild, a local historical group that has been researching Sir Francis Drake's West Coast landing for more than 50 years. Current Guild president and nautical archaeologist Edward Vonderporten says they first filed paperwork to get the site registered as a National Historical Landmark in 1996.
For the first English claim to the land that became now the United States of America. We're earlier than Roanoke, Jamestown, Plymouth.
Drake's Bay was officially recognized as a landmark by the U.S. Department of Interior just 4 years ago. It took years of scholarly research and board hearings.
And they are vetted with great care. There are only 2,600 of those in the entire country. So when you get a landmark, you're on the same level as Mount Vernon and Gettysburg.
And Vonderporten says the additions to commemorate the first European contact with Coast Miwok Indians and a Manila galleon shipwreck at the Drake landing site caused further setback.
Very early, they realized that this was what they wanted to do, that the information was there, the evidence was there. There was no reasonable opposition to doing so, but the process of doing it was incredibly slow.
But Vonderporten says now he's hopeful that the dedication and plaque commemoration will emphasize the historical importance of this area.
The fact of the landmark designation makes it possible now to do this sort of interpretation, and that's what our next goals are.
I'm Tiffany Kamhai for KRCB's North Bay Report.